You don't have to be a bird enthusiast or know a lot about birds to participate. The Winter Bird Blast is coming up on Saturday. This is organized by the Blue Water Audubon Society and Friends of the St. Clair River. And Tom Dennis is here to tell us all about it. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Paul.
So about 5 years you guys have been doing this now, right?
That's right. This is our fifth annual Winter Bird Blast.
And so what is a Winter Bird Blast?
Well, I like to call it the premier birding event of the Blue Water area.
All right, fantastic.
In fact, it's the only one that we have through the year that's organized like this one is. And that's because we have winter birds that are very unique to this area.
Mm-hmm.
We appreciate them. There are lots of ducks and other waterfowl, including various types of gulls here this time of year. And people have been coming here from all over the world for years to watch them. So we want the local people to get involved and appreciate the beautiful things that we have in the area. And like you said, it's for novice birders through advanced birders and people who are just interested in knowing more about the natural science of the Blue Water area.
Well, I'm interested, Tom, in finding out what kind of birds we see here in the wintertime that we don't see other times of the year.
Well, for instance, one of the main duck species that we see lots of flying up the river, floating back down, are long-tailed ducks. So they're here only during the winter. They breed far up in the Arctic North, and many other species are the same. We have common golden eyes that are here, buffleheads. They're not year-round birds, so it's a unique opportunity to see them this time of year.
And see, those of us that aren't birders don't realize that these birds are here visiting, that they're rare sightings. Sometimes we just see birds.
That's true. And you need to stop stop and take a close look, because some of them are extremely beautiful birds, creatures.
Absolutely. I see them, as you said, along the St. Clair River all the time. It seems that there have been a lot more of them. So what makes them winter birds? Why do they come here in the winter and then leave in the spring and summer?
Well, they're migrators, and many of them are relatively short distance migrators. They don't migrate circumpolar. They go as far as they have to find an abundant food source.
Okay.
And with the open water in the St. Clair River, there's always an abundant source of small fish and crustaceans and insect larvae and even plant life that draws them into this area.
Does the weather have an impact on what birds we see? For example, we've had a lot of ice this winter.
Yes, it sure does, Paul. Yeah. In fact, the more ice there is in the lake, the more concentrated the birds are in the river itself. And that goes for the local area ponds. When those freeze over, the birds tend to migrate toward the open water. And not just ducks, that's gulls, bald eagles, owls, various different species.
Is it my imagination, or have there been more bald eagles around here in the last few years than there used to be?
Well, there have been more than in any time since the 60s and 70s, when they were just about wiped out through DDT, probably going back into the 50s.
Right.
Many of us who grew up in the 50s and 60s never saw a bald eagle unless we traveled to Alaska or some swamp in Florida. So now we're seeing abundant numbers of bald eagles, and it's a good sign. It's a sign that the environment is healing from our past sins, if you will.
Yeah. Any other birds that are either making a comeback or that we're seeing that are new in recent years?
Well, we're seeing more snowy owls. We're seeing more of a lot of these birds because they were all affected by pollution and bad land practices. So many of the waterfowl are growing in numbers, and again, that's a good sign.
And again, you said that this area has become known regionally and even outside of this region as being a good place to watch for winter birds.
Yes. This is just a good birding hot spot throughout St. Clair County year-round, but unique species this time of year. And I want to mention that we start this Saturday morning. We start at the St. Clair County Administration Building. That's 200 Grand River Avenue in downtown Port Huron. 9 o'clock a.m. starts a lecture, and we'll have some beautiful photos of the birds that we expect to see. We'll have a little bit of easy science discussion, and then we go out into the field after about an hour or an hour and a half, and we look for the birds that we've talked about. So we'll travel up and down the St. Clair River, kind of carpooling along. Then we stop at about noon, take a lunch break, and there's a painting session at Studio 1219. People need to register in advance for that, and they can call Studio 1219 or visit them and sign up. There's a fee for that. It's a $45 fee, but they'll teach you to paint a waterfowl picture. And the species that we're painting this year is the common golden eye, one of our small and beautiful diving ducks, just a gorgeous little creature.
Sounds like a fun day. And again, for any level of birder, whether you're experienced or a novice, or maybe you've never done any bird watching at all, this would be a great opportunity to sort of pay attention to what's out there.
That's great. And it is. It's a fun event for the whole family, little kids up through aged adults. We'll have a good time and learn, and we have a fun time. There'll be Audubon members there to help people see birds, to help them with their optics. We'll have scopes available and binoculars. So if you're not well prepared optically, come anyway. Just dress warmly.
There you go. Exactly. Because even though it is supposed to warm up a little bit this weekend, when you're right there on the river, it's still going to be cold.
That's right. It will be.
Sounds like fun. The Winter Bird Blast this Saturday, starting at 9 a.m. And again, the place to meet is at the St. Clair County building?
That's correct.
All right. Fantastic. Tom, thanks for telling us about it. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, Paul.